KSL at night. KSL at night.
And you are back with us on KSL at night alongside Rusty Cannon. I'm your host, Greg Skordis. And Rusty, this is sort of breaking news.
It is.
It almost seems to be breaking by the hour, but we've been hearing about NHL coming to Utah. And before we get into the venues and whatnot, we got to get a team.
Correct.
And the Arizona Coyotes are, I don't know what the issue is down there, maybe not getting the love they expect, thinking maybe Utah could be better, maybe their venue isn't what it should be. Mm-hmm. But we're hearing more and more that they may very well be coming and playing Major League Hockey in Utah.
Right here. I'd be able to go and I can finally see where the puck is. Watching it on TV, I can never see the puck. And so maybe if I go to a live game, I'm going to be able to follow along. So this could be good.
Let's talk to Kyle Ireland, digital content producer for KSL Sports, about where we are with this and if the rumor is true. Kyle, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, Rusty, Greg, happy to be on with you guys. You know, it's crazy. The fact that this rumor is where it is pretty wild to see, you know, how it was 3 weeks ago compared to where we are now today on the day of the season finale for the Coyotes.
So talk to us. Is it a done deal? Are they coming to Utah? Are we still having discussions? Where are we with this?
Yeah, so the Coyotes, they're playing their season finale tonight. I'm actually in Arizona right now with KSL Sports Live, Sam Farnsworth. We're here in Phoenix in the Tempe area covering the game, Edmonton versus the Coyotes tonight. And really, after the season finale, I expect everything to move fairly quickly. It sounds like there's going to be, you know, a lot of moving parts, obviously, with taking a franchise out of one market, even though, you know, geographically it's in close proximity. But a lot of moving parts as far as, like, people, personnel, players, coaches, those types of things. But yeah, I would expect this to all be finalized fairly quickly. And I expect that by the end of the week, we'll have some real finality to what's actually taking place with the Coyotes moving to Salt Lake City.
So Kyle, would this move entail a purchase of the team for new owners here? I mean, this isn't just them packing up and moving, right? It sounds like there'll be a change in ownership, obviously, with the players here in Utah or not.
Yeah, so the current owner, Alex Morello, of the Coyotes, he's owned the team for about 5 years now, purchased it back in 2019. And it seems like this deal is really one where it's kind of a win-win-win with the NHL, also the Coyotes, their ownership right now, and then Ryan Smith, who obviously owns the Utah Jazz and the Utah Royals, Real Salt Lake. And basically, the NHL is kind of brokering a deal where Ryan Smith is essentially getting the expansion team that he always wanted, but with, you know, current personnel that's already on an NHL roster. And so a little bit of the Coyotes is going to end up staying in Arizona. And then Morello, he'll have the option to build an arena here in the Phoenix area within the next 5 years or so. If they do that, then they'll be able to have a new franchise, a new expansion franchise, come into the Phoenix market again. And then the Coyotes, their, you know, logos, trademarks, all of those types of things, jerseys, et cetera, those things will remain here in the Phoenix area. So the new franchise, if that were to take place in a few years, would be able to kind of revitalize that brand. Whereas the team moving into Utah, it's going to be, you know, like I said, the players and coaches and things that are moving up to Salt Lake with this relocation. But new branding, new ownership, obviously, with Ryan Smith. So a little bit of old mixed with new. But I think that, you know, you kind of get the benefit of having a team that, you know, has played already together, even though, you know, next season there is going to be some changes as far as roster, coaches, personnel, just like any other season. So a little interesting as far as, you know, not a typical expansion franchise like we've seen in recent years with Seattle and Las Vegas.
So would as they come to Salt Lake, what would next season look like? I mean, with the facility here, would it be temporary? And then, you know, I'm trying to think of how they pull this off as far as the current status of the Delta Center. And playing hockey there, and then what it looks like in the future. How is this all going to work?
Or do they play at the Maverick Center?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, so you have the Grizzlies who are playing at the Maverick Center, a minor league hockey team, whereas you would have the Delta Center be the home for the Coyotes or whatever they're going to be renamed to for the foreseeable future until either one, the Delta Center gets, you know, renovated to be able to better house hockey, or they come to the determination that a new arena needs to be built in the area for whether it be NHL and Jazz combined arena or, you know, just a hockey facility. But what really is the problem is in the Delta Center currently, the hockey sight lines aren't set up, or that arena isn't set up for hockey. And so you kind of think about watching a Jazz basketball game there. The seats are pretty stacked and the elevation goes up pretty steep, whereas a typical hockey facility is more spread out. It's more of a gradual slope up in the stands. So currently, the Frozen Fury is a preseason series that's been going on at the Delta Center for a number of years now. It's slated to still take place in September with the LA Kings and Vegas Golden Knights, and has taken place in the seasons past. And if you sit in certain areas of the arena during that preseason hockey game, you can kind of understand what I'm talking about, where you may not be able to see the goal, certain sight lines. And what that ends up doing is it ends up kind of reducing the capacity of the arena down from 18,000 to, you know, 12 to 14,000, depending on which seats they end up taking out. So something will have to be done with the Delta Center if it's going to be a long-term home for this hockey team. But I would expect, you know, even in the next season or two, that there's going to be some temporary changes made to the venue just to be able to accommodate this team.
So, Kyle, we do have a dedicated hockey center in West Valley, the Maverick Center. Is it too small by NHL standards? Is that why it's not in the conversation? I know you talk about the Grizzlies, but I don't know how our market can support two hockey teams, and maybe that's for another conversation, what happens to the Grizzlies. But why not use the Maverick Center while we get something built?
Yeah, so the Maverick Center, obviously you'd have one team that's already been, you know, using it as a hockey facility. You've got a multi-purpose indoor kind of seating arrangement of around 12,000, whereas it's not set up to be a professional hockey facility. Like the Delta Center, you know, has already shown that it has an ability to fit an NHL game into that venue, albeit where, like I said, the sight lines aren't perfect. But I would say that what you get with the Delta Center, where the Coyotes, what they currently don't have, right now the Coyotes are playing in Mullet Arena on the campus of Arizona State. Seats 5,000 people. So even with the reduced capacity of the Delta Center, like you would have in a Frozen Fury kind of setup, you're going to end up having way more people that are able to attend a hockey game in Utah. And I can only imagine, with a new team coming into the market, how excited fans are going to be. I expect the Delta Center to be packed even at a reduced capacity with a new team coming in.
So speaking of a new team, do you have the inside scoop on what they might be called? I know, I think the Ryan Smith maybe took to Twitter or X to do that, but any inside scoop?
Hey, I wish I had the scoop because I'd be the one breaking it. No, I've seen as much as you guys have seen on social media. I know that, you know, people have thrown out things like the Yeti and other things related to the mountains or snowmen, things like that. I'll leave that up to the marketing geniuses, and I'll stick to watching the games. How about that?
Good idea.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Kyle. Thank you for joining us this evening on KSL at Night. And remember, the Golden Eagles still have the name out there. I'm old enough to remember when
they played
out of the old Salt Palace. When we come back after the break, speaking of scoops, you've got one for Representative John Curtis in his race for the Senate.
We do.
We'll talk about that after the break.